bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Band Show. And welcome to BAM East Van Show. I'm your Jay Meddy, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest, the WTFs. Please introduce yourselves.
Well, hello. Thank you very much for having us. This is great. My name's Dan. Dan Hill. I go by Not That Dan Hill.
My name's Derek. Our members not here are Adrian on drums and our bass collective, Alex and Stefan.
Amazing. Awesome. And you hear some jingling in the background. Instruments.
Well, 4 years ago, I became a father. And one of the great things of becoming a father is the instruments, you know, that get passed along to your kid. So I kind of, my left hand of rhythm, it's just all really hand-me-down kid toys.
Amazing. How about you, Dad?
Well, it wasn't quite, what about your right hand there, Derek?
The right hand.
I think this one did.
Yeah, the nose flute.
Not a lot of people know.
Oh, no, very, very few people. and it's a strange story. I found this in, I work at a store called Kimprints, a local plug there. And somebody had brought these to our store, and they were trying to get us to resell these. And it took me all of a few seconds to figure out, wow, this is a nose flute.
And you're actually breathing out with your nose? Is that what's happening?
Kind of. You breathe with your nose and you shape with your mouth.
Oh, and you shape with your mouth. Oh, okay. So there's two holes in there, and we put it on. You kind of look like a ducky.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
it's beyond strange, but it's a nose flute.
Yes.
And I play lead kazookie-lele.
Awesome, kazookie-lele.
You forgot the egg.
And what is the egg? What is the egg?
Oh, right here.
I'm sure we got eggs right.
You got some eggs?
Well, every song has to end with.
I see. And some other instruments that people were curious if you played. Now,
oh, yeah.
Do you play the spoons?
Not yet.
No?
I think we should start, though.
Yeah.
Big time.
What about the jug? Do you do the jug?
No, but I just discovered a ceramic turtle.
A ceramic turtle?
On my window ledge.
Yes.
And I've got smoke unpacked. So I think we're going to start with that. Maybe our secret set that we're going to announce later on in the show.
Oh, and of course you play the theremin, although we did not bring that one down tonight.
No.
But since you're bringing it up,
yes.
I do have one more instrument I can play for us.
Oh, okay.
Quickly.
Oh. Yes. Well, okay, so while he's doing that.
I hope it's not the bullhorn.
Oh, horn. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about the juice harp? Have you heard of the juice harp?
Yes. We do have one. I put it down, though.
Really?
And I can't find it.
Oh, okay. So describe to people if they don't know what a juice harp is.
Oh, can you describe it? I was just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I think it goes by they call it a jaw harp or a mouth harp. Also,
dentist work.
Yeah, it's just this weird little twangy thing. You put it in your mouth between your teeth and you twang it. Haven't figured out how to play that one yet. But
you can just shape the sound. Essentially, using your mouth as like almost.
I think it's got to work a lot like that does, right? Like the nose
kind of.
One would think.
But yeah, you're more of a reverb kind of pounding the sound out with.
All right,
without anything.
You got your little. It looks like a little mini clarinet.
It is, but it sounds like death.
And we just lost all our listeners.
I was going to say that for the end, but hey, Might as well let people know what they're in for right now with WTFs.
And then continue.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay, and two more. How about hang drum? The hang drum, do you ever do that?
Well, we only got so many hands, right?
Yeah. I always thought we'd be a duo, and then a friend of mine asked one night, like, can I sit on drums?
Uh-huh.
And then I asked two friends to sit on bass,
yeah.
And then I was told... No more. But yeah, if anybody wants to play anything with us,
we are happy to collaborate with people.
Collaborate,
for sure.
Okay. And last one, didgeridoo.
They
didgeridoo.
We got to draw the line where.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was that saxophone thing. But no.
All right. Maybe we'll get to a song first, and then I'm going to find out what inspired them. So let's get to your first song. Tell me about it.
Well, that's a great song. It's one of my favorite songs.
Do you know what we're playing?
No.
It's a little cover by The Violent Femmes.
Oh, yes. We wrote this one. We were called The Violent Femmes.
Yes, that's right. Hello. One moment, please.
Fuck.
This is why we bring back up kazoos.
Oh. Grab my kazoo.
Just blew it.
Did that kazoo just...
Just reach from the top there. Grab that one. There you go. Trusty.
Awesome. So here we have it, folks. The WTFs right here on CJSF 90.1 FM live. Thank you. Awesome, awesome. We were dancing here at the studio, folks. You guys are amazing. Awesome. So do you guys get winded from the, you know, blowing your nose and mouth and, you know what I mean?
It's tough work.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's a workout, looks like.
We're practically Olympic athletes.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. So
we might have to have a beverage.
A beverage.
Can we have a beverage?
Of course.
Well, yeah. We might have a beverage.
Okay, so while you guys are having your beverage, let's talk about who inspires you. Who do you look up to? Did you want to start? And then we'll do your
Sure. I mean, one of my biggest inspirations probably was one of my favorite bands, the Tiger Lilies. I love how they took elements of that everyone hates. They took falsetto singing. They took accordion music. They took like mimes, and they just mashed it all together. And they took like the filthiest subject matter they possibly could and just made this thing of beauty. I mean, those guys, Martin Jacques, that guy is amazing. When I got to see them live play here, it was like, well, a couple of times now. It's been just, those guys are awesome. They're amazing.
Awesome. Here's Swing 'Em High on CJSF. So Tiger Lilies, very awesome. Okay, so you're going to tell me about your inspiration, Derek.
Well, multiple inspirations over here in the left side. Certainly a great inspiration would be Fred Penner for the obvious reasons. But also Weird Al, which people would probably be surprised, really, to think that we would think highly of such a influential and esteemed.
You mean Weird Al Yankovic? Oh, okay.
All right. Which song are we playing?
Oh, well, let's just choose. Can we have a caller call it in and request a Weird Al song?
Hello, I'd like to.
Yes. Oh, yeah, caller number three, come in.
Can we please hear the alternative polka, please?
Oh, well, I think we've got that ready for you, sir.
All right, right here on.
I'm a loser, baby, so I don't ourselves.
So let's talk about Paul Anthony's Talent Time that you guys were just on. How was that?
That was something, let me tell you. Well, actually, that was a good segue right into it because that's one of the things we're doing is medleys of different songs, especially a lot of these talent shows or burlesque shows that we've been doing. We only got like 10 minutes and we want to cram as many songs in there as we can. For that, for the Talent Time, we actually... found this article in Rolling Stone magazine.
Inspiration.
Yeah, that was a reader's poll of the 10 worst songs of the 80s.
Okay.
And it was all the one-hit wonders. They were we're just looking through the songs and like, this next song we're gonna play was on there as well as all. No, that's the thing,
yeah.
Right?
That's like a classic.
All our favorite jams.
It
we're
is.
Like, what are you talking about, worst songs?
That's half our set.
Best songs of the 80s. So we made a medley out of all those songs.
We had to learn the other half of the
set. And made the people at Talent Time listen to that. And it was pretty
good.
But
it's great. We had all the lyrics up on the screen behind them, which at the Rio Theater, you know, is a great big screen. And
it was the last time we played with the full band.
Oh yeah, we had two bass players for the first time.
Two bass players, okay.
And then we also made the rule. We made the rule after that gig: if you don't come to practice, you can't play the show.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. And did the audience sing along since you had the words up?
Yeah. I think for a lot of it until it got a little lost in the weeds, but I think we brought it back.
Yeah, there was one song I remember. I looked back and our like 10'4" bass player was hiding behind our 4'8" drummer who was crouched down, which I thought was hilarious, but in retrospect. Perhaps not.
How was the rest of the show?
The rest of the show was amazing. Yeah. He's always got lots of talent. And us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
there was this kid band. They were the average age was 11.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Like the youngest was 8. The oldest was 14.
Those kids rocked.
They came in wearing sunglasses. You know, parents were just taking photos every step.
Were they a dance group or what were they?
Well, they were a rock and roll band.
Rock and roll?
They were all like, killing it in electric guitars and
awesome.
Nice jeans.
Soloing
cuts.
Like crazy.
Hey, they're the future, man.
There was also warm
my heart.
What do you call that? The dance routine with the square dancing. Yeah, square dancing.
There was some square dancing.
Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, we're actually going to have some square dancers on the show in the future. So, yes.
I'd love to see square dancing on the radio.
Amazing. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, and don't forget Dandy. Dandy was, Dandy. Was a very special guest.
Yeah, it was.
What's Dandy? Who's Dandy?
Wonderful performer about town, a host of many variety shows, British shows.
Oh, okay.
Has the whole shtick of being a turn of the century makeup white face dandy.
Very interesting. Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about. Did we say the title of the song that you're going to?
Well, the title of the song. If everybody quickly looks at a calendar, and I'll give everybody a few seconds to pull out their phones from their pockets because I know you're all just glued to my voice. Today's date, at this hour, is April 25th, which means, by my count, that we are 8 months to Christmas. So, in fact, this is a song that we wrote when we were called Europe, and this is the final countdown.
Shake it real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes. Okay, and tell me about this next song, because you're saying about the 25th.
Well, it's the final countdown to Christmas, and this is our song. It's our first single. It's our first music video put out by the super talented Simon C. Hussey. And you can see it on our YouTube channel.
I like how it's edited by some guy. I love that. All right, right here on CJSF, here's 12 Beers of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.